this is very symptomatic of a situation that, you know, a lot of people always knew would develop, a situation where in the formation of the inclusive government, I think ZANU-PF was very clever and was very smart in that it gave the MDC the burden of restoring the economic stability of this country. Having gone into the inclusive government, I think Minister Biti has realized that this government is broke, and therefore, you know, all the efforts that they have made to get money, to get external support, and to get, you know, bilateral support and so forth, has come to nothing. And therefore, you know, this creates a very tight situation for the MDC, a case 22 situation, if you like, where they have to deal with economic viability of this country, but also pushing their human rights agenda for this country. Because what it means in the diamond scenario is that the MDC is now pushing for the economic recovery of the country at the expense of the human rights reform process which they've always pushed for. So that puts them in a very difficult situation.